Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Broadcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show here on 91.1 WKCS. My name is Brandon, and I'm joined by Josh and Tia from some school announcements. Guys, what's happening?
Attention all seniors that have not yet completed their FAFSA. Don't miss out on the Tennessee Promise Scholarship and other financial aid. There are only 10 school days left to complete your FAFSA to not lose your scholarships.
Seniors, the time to begin applying for scholarships is now. There's a link on the scholarships page on Fulton's website under the student section called Scholarships for Seniors. Check it out and begin applying now. That is where we will post all outside scholarships as we find out about them.
Students, are you interested in enjoying the outdoors and exploring new places? Do you like to hike or would you like to try it out? Set a reminder to attend the interest meeting for the Outdoor Club on Monday, February 3rd in room 220 after school. See Ms. Kennard for more information.
Would you like to travel and see the world? Ms. Cardio is taking a trip to Costa Rica and Panama next summer. You will be going snorkeling, kayaking, whitewater rafting, ziplining, and more. For more information, see Ms. Cardio and invite your parents to the info meeting on Thursday, January 30th at 6 p.m. in room 214. Y'all ready to go?
There's a volunteer opportunity coming up this Saturday at the 25th Annual Diversity Day and Race Against Racism. See Mrs. Albright for more details. Go out and get your service hours.
For real. We're serious. The Falcon Brew in the library is offering eggnog lattes and apple cider during the month of January.
Calling all singers, actors, and performers, the Fulton High School Drama Club is going to hold an interest meeting on Thursday, January 23rd at 3:45 in room 216. If you need more information, see Ms. Bruce or Ms. Belvins.
Are you curious about 3D printing? Ms. Dawson will be hosting a pop-up 3D printing maker event in the library makerspace on Thursday, January 23rd at 3:30. Come join the fun.
The Garden Club will be meeting on Mondays after school to work outside in the garden. Meet Mrs. Wilkinson in room 102 at 3:30. We will work outside for 1 hour. You can earn community service hours, so make sure you go get your hours done.
Yeah, go get those hours in. There will be a job fair for students interested in working at Zoo Knoxville coming up on January 30th from 9 to 12 and from 4 to 6. Contact Zoo Knoxville for more details.
The Fulton basketball team travels to Scott High tonight in a district game. The next home basketball game will be on January 28th when Scott travels to Fulton. Make sure you come out and support the Dirty Birds.
Exactly. Mark your calendars for May 1st and the 10th annual CTE Goes Live event will take place. Abby McNew will begin representing. For more details, search for CTE Goes Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, knoxschools.org/Fulton High School.
With that being said, you are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show. Now coming up, we have an interview with Ms. Cardio. Inday, what questions do you have?
I got a few questions for her. You ready, Ms. Cardio?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm here with Ms. Cardio, who currently teaches Spanish 1 and 3 at Fulton High School. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can't complain. How long have you been teaching Spanish?
About 8 years. It's a while.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? How do you like it?
I love my job. I look forward to coming to work every single day. That sounds like I'm a geek, but on Christmas break, I miss you guys. On summer break, I can't wait to come home. I'm the one that makes this many days until we go back to school and so we get out of school. So I'm a loser like that.
We need more teachers like that. What do you think about the Fulton environment?
Teachers ask me this all the time that are in other schools, and it's so hard to explain it or to describe it to someone that's not been here. I know Fulton family is cliche, but you all are so blessed. I know you're in high school, and it's not cool to like your teachers and to like school or whatever, but the staff here really, really has the kids' best interests in mind, and they really love kids, and every decision we make revolves around, what we think is best for you guys. It's not always the easiest for us, but we just really want to see you learn and grow. And I've been at other places, and I'm not going anywhere. There's other schools, other principals, other teachers have called, why don't you come work over here? Everybody wants to work here, and I'm not going anywhere. I'll be here until y'all kick me out.
I hope other schools hear that. Would you say this is your dream job? And if not, what is it?
It is my dream job if I could leave it too. and not ever have a fourth block. But other than that, no, it's awesome. If I could choose anything, I would do this every day, but have a little more time at home.
Mm-hmm. So what is the best part of being a teacher?
The coolest part is when kids come back to you like years down the road and they'll tell you that you made a difference in their life. And that's what, it only happens ever so often, but that's what gets you through fourth blocks in May, is remembering those moments.
What's the most challenging part of being a teacher?
Balancing work and family. I think as a mom, they expect me to be as good of a mom as if I didn't have a job, as if being a mom was my job. But then as a teacher, I'm a perfectionist, and I want to be the best. I want to, you know, spend hours finding the best resources for you guys and making up cool games and that kind of stuff. But I've got to balance work and home and get to, you know, just kind of be bare minimum at both.
Well, that fit right into the next category, because let's switch it up. I was going to ask some questions about you. I know we've been asking about you as a teacher, but mm-hmm. you as a person, where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in Knoxville, born and raised. I went to Powell.
Powell High
School. Powell.
What's some hobbies you do in your free time?
I don't have free time because I'm a mom, but if I did have free time, I actually sell makeup on the side, so I'm like a little side hustle.
You want to throw any little shout outs out there?
That's right. No, I'm okay. I've actually didn't have any makeup experience. It was just kind of fun. But I go camping. I miss reading. I used to love to read, but now I can't because I have kids, and I just go to bed at 10:30 because I'm exhausted. But I go to church a lot, spend a lot of time there, and pretty much we just live at bounce houses and playgrounds because my kids are all little. My oldest turns 6 tomorrow. I have 3 boys.
Well, we just heard a little bit about the school trip that's going on.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I can't wait. I'm super excited. So not this summer, but summer, so July 2021, I'm going to be taking some students to Costa Rica and also to Panama, right? So I'm super excited. I've done a trip to Costa Rica before. I took about 9 kids a couple years ago. And then the next year, I really wanted to go to Panama, and I started planning the trip, and then, surprise, another baby. So had another teacher take that for me. So we're going back because I really want to see Panama, but we are going to do the world's longest zip line. We're going to go kayaking, whitewater rafting, snorkeling, see an active volcano, and then at the, like, kind of the base of it near there, there's some hot springs because of that, which is my favorite part. It was amazing. We're going to see waterfalls and go hiking and get to go to like a folklore evening where they show us traditional indigenous like dances, and they're going to serve us their food, and it's going to be so, so cool. I can't wait.
And I know some people, they don't really like to step out of their comfort zone, and you know, they think going over to another country, that's crazy. What would you tell them people?
Oh my gosh, that's exactly why I teach Spanish, because learning about other cultures, the limits of your language are the limits of your world. So when you know another language, or then you just open the doors to a whole nother culture. So a whole nother world of movies, of literature, of, you know, ways of life. So it's the best thing ever. When my kids came back from Costa Rica a couple years ago, I thought they would come home talking about the zip line or something that they did, maybe something that they ate. But they really came home touched by like, wow, like I saw real poverty. Like, they were just really like, these people had to drive an hour and a half to go to get food at the store, or walk, and they saw just a completely different way of life. So that's what was most, had the most impact on them. So that was neat.
And just one more question for you. You hinted on it a little bit, but in your family life, how is your family?
My family's doing well. So my house is like a zoo all the time with the little boys running around, and I use my teacher voice a lot at home these days, but I'm living the dream. This is what I looked forward to my whole life. I always knew I was going to be a teacher. I always wanted little kids, and I know that even though it's a busy time, when I look back, this will be one of the most just exciting and sweet times of my life, even though you need to remind me of that at like 9:30 when I'm stepping on Hot Wheels cars. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I forget.
Well, thank you for being with us today and letting us know a little bit about you.
Happy to be here.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. Up next, we have Student Life with Chris, Gustavo, and Travis. Guys, take it away.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Travis, and I'm here with Gustavo and Chris.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Good. I'm doing about all right. I'm doing all right.
Pretty good. How was your guys' Christmas break?
My sleep schedule was out of whack, but, you know, it was pretty all right.
Yeah, I got a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Waking up at 3 in the morning, going to bed at, like, 5 in the afternoon, you know, it's pretty all right. What about you, Gustav?
My Christmas break was all right. You know, it was pretty funny, like, seeing all the snaps and the stupid things people were doing online.
Oh.
Over a break. Yeah, so it just cracked me up.
I ain't used online that much on Christmas break, all right? I was too busy traveling.
Where'd you go?
I left here the Friday we left.
Yeah.
And I went up to Michigan, and I stayed up there for about a couple days. Then then I left and came back down at about a 2-hour traffic jam, like at least every other hour. But you know, other than that, it was all right. You know.
You were driving?
No. My mom was driving. All right, I don't trust myself to drive. Well, not yet, at least.
I had got my wisdom teeth pulled over winter break, so.
Oh, how many?
Yeah, all four.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel?
Hey, it was a crazy experience. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, because I was overthinking it and stuff.
How much they numb you up?
Oh, pretty good, yeah.
Did they put you to sleep, or did they just gas you up?
Yeah, they put me to sleep.
That's was your jaw swollen? Like
yes, mine, very swollen.
There was like two little jaw breakers in your mouth, or probably as well yes. as all right?
My actually, my right side had went down faster than my left side. The left side of my mouth, it just like stayed
exactly
like that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if I ever got my wisdom teeth pulled. I don't think
I'm going to get mine out. I think mine are good.
I don't know if I have. Well, I think that's good enough to segment into the next one, which is the joke of the day. Boom. Now, seeing as how it's the new year, we got a couple New Year's jokes, because New Year's jokes are fun, right?
Yeah.
Right? They're fun, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. All right. So let's start us off. All right. I got one right here. what's the best New Year's resolution?
Not to make one.
1080p. Get it? 1080p, because you know, the highest quality. All right. Let's see here. What happened to the man who shoplifted a calendar on New Year's Eve?
What happened?
He got 12 whole months. 12 months, you know, 12 months. All right. What did the little champagne bottle call his father?
I don't know.
Called him Pop.
Jeez.
No, he called him Pop. You know what I'm saying? You know, Pop. All right, let's do this one. This is gonna be the last one. I can't wait till New Year's 2020, guys. You wanna know why?
Why?
Then I can say my hindsight was really 2020. That's the best way to send that off. You know, just to close that in general. All right. Now we get to everyone's favorite segment, where I sit here for a whole minute and just talk about what's on my mind, right? Mm-hmm. And I got a couple of things, you know. I was talking with a fellow, I'll just say, coworker, and you know, he was wondering why I didn't play sports, because you know I'm a oddly tall person, you know, I'm around 6'1" now at this point, and you know, he was wondering why I never played sports. You know, I've never really been interested in sports, all right?
Yeah.
You know, watching them is fun and all, but, you know, mm-hmm. playing them is just feels like it's too much, all right? Wow. Too much,
so
right?
Too much to me. Why is it that you're not into sports? Yeah.
You know, it's just not me. I just don't like sports. You know, it's something that I'm just not really interested in. It doesn't seem like my kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. What is it that you're interested in?
Like, I think honestly, it's doing anything that can make someone laugh is honestly my favorite thing, you know?
Yeah,
so getting a laugh out of somebody, as you can clearly tell, right? Well, you don't know much about me, but let me just say it. I think I got at least one person in the block that just calls me obnoxious, all right? It's just my kind of way of life,
yeah.
Right? I just have to be as extra as possible, all right? It's like, it's just the way I am. All right, what? I heard a lip smack. Well, you got something to say? Nothing? You ain't got nothing?
Nah,
can I keep going?
Yeah.
All right. No. But I'm just saying, you know, sports is just not for me. You know, it's just not my kind of thing. All right. You know, I was talking with my ex Alexa. All right. He doesn't know the whole deal. All right. Let me just segment from the sports and just talk about a little something else, because I feel like I'm going over the minute at this point, but I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is a new start, new show, you know, a little bit of a rough edges, but let's just get rid of the sports part and talk about this other thing I talked about.
Yeah.
Brandon knows what I'm talking about. I have this problem, this addiction to something, right? We can all blame my good friend Damien, who was going to be on this segment, but is not here for whatever reason. So here's the thing. I have this addiction to a Mountain Dew Kickstarter, right? It's but it all started because of him. Wait, what?
Didn't you have like two the other day?
No, I had three. All right. it all started because of Damien, because, you know, he recommended it to me. And I was like, all right, yeah, this is good. I like these. And it escalated out of control to the point where I began to love Mountain Dew more than my own the love of my life, which was at this moment Alexa, right?
Yeah.
And it got to the point where she where she decided it was either me or Mountain Dew. So as you can see, the next day I had more than Mountain Dew on my side. So let's just say it did not end well. Okay.
What flavor?
Did you see? It was probably the black cherry one or something. I don't remember. There's a couple of them. I can see Aisha looking at me in disbelief, like, I can't believe this man over here. All right, he chose this. He chose a drink over the love of his life. But you know, it's fine. All right, I'll find another mechanized AI somewhere.
That energy drink stuff is really not good for you, especially because it's Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is bad itself.
It makes you feel alive. You know, keeps you alive. Right, that's the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, Brandon. You know, you get me.
Yellow.
All right, you know, I think I'm gonna go ahead and stop here. All right, I can see Maze over here just like, ah, this guy. I think I'm going to go ahead and end it off here. All right, I'm done.
All right, we'll be back after the break. And we're back here on 91.1. And Josh and Dan Acer are going to talk some sports. Guys, what do we got going on?
Yeah, first thing we're going to talk about is our basketball team, you know, the Lady Falcons and the boys team. We got a big game tonight against Scott County. They're number 3 in the state of Tennessee. You know, they only lost one game, and that was their first game of the season. How y'all feel about that, Andy and Tia? Aisha. My bad, Aisha.
I feel pretty good about it. You know, we got a couple key players stepping up that coming into the season we didn't think would. Desmere Hatchett, Damien.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his last name, but Damien, they've both, as sophomores, been playing really good this season. And then, you know, we got the star, the standout guard, Eric Lacy, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Dutta, you know, he going to go in and he going to do his thing regardless. And, you know, Coach Wright going to get them boys right. You know, mm-hmm. he got them ready for whatever comes their way. So, I feel pretty good. What you think, Aisha?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Like, they were dropping a lot of points last game on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Was that against Kingston?
I think so.
Yeah, we won that game, I think. Yeah, we did.
Girls and boys won that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some big games coming up. We have Austin East February 1st. That's on a Saturday. So if y'all want to come out and support the Falcons, be there for my Dirty Birds. But also, what else? The girls basketball team. I feel like they're in work in progress. You know, they might they got a little things more to do.
I agree. Starting off looking at the girls in the beginning of the season, you could tell like. You would think they just didn't have them pieces, but now watching them play, and even though they lose, they're not really losing by much now. You know, they're starting to get things in rhythm. And they got a pretty good freshman named Judy. She's coming off the bench, and, you know, she's playing like the post girl doing it all. So, you know, she's playing pretty good. And then we got a couple of nice guards. We got Jamia Simmons, Rajane Bailey, and then we got her sister, Radeja Bailey, which is she's a senior, and she's like one of the leaders on the team. You know, she's having a good game.
She got a nice little shot.
Yeah. We was at the game the other day. She hit a nice little buzzer beater. So, you know, she's been playing pretty good. She got a couple of them under her belt, so there's nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's it for us today, guys, for the sports segment. Thank you.
Peace.
That's going to do it here for us on the Falcon Nation Information Show. Thank you all for listening, and a big thanks to Josh, Tia, Chris, DJ, Gustavo, Travis, Aisha, and Inde, and of course, our teacher, Mr. Mays, because this show would not be possible without you all. Don't forget to tune in next Friday for the Falcon Nation Information Show, same time, same place. My name is Brandon, wishing you all a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend. Now back to the music.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.